This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November the 26th. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 verses 11 to 12. It says there, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." End of quote. Yesterday we discussed the verse before this. It said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." End of quote. Today's insight gives more insight into what does it mean, persecuted because of righteousness. Jesus says here, when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of him, you are blessed. You see, persecuted because of righteousness means insulted, persecuted, or false witness against you because of the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you found the way, the truth, the light, and the life in Jesus Christ. You understood the poverty-stricken, bankrupt condition in front of the Holy God. And you were meek and humble to accept the fact that there is no other way under the heavens and among men to enter into God's kingdom other than the one way, which is Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is the God-man who paid for all of your sins and shortcomings by his precious and divine blood. Now the ruler of this world, the devil, and the thought process of this world does not like you because you discovered the way of salvation in Jesus Christ. The world would begin to insult you, persecute you, and falsely accuse you and say all kind of evil against you because you became a citizen of heaven and an heir of God's inheritance when you came to Jesus Christ. Simply, persecuted because of righteousness means insulted, persecuted, accused, and false witnesses and talking bad about you because you came and accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, and now you obey him. You see, you accepted God's righteousness available in Jesus Christ instead of relying on your own righteousness, right living, works, and actions. Jesus says, then you are blessed. Blessed means you are happy. You have divine joy and peace inside you, even in the midst of all these insults and false accusations. Not only you are blessed, but also the passage encourages you to rejoice and be glad. The reason for rejoicing and be glad is this. It says there, "Great is your reward in heaven." In addition, it also says, "Also remember, they persecuted many people before you in the same way." Jesus reminds them of the prophets who were persecuted because they testified and prophesied about the goodness of the living God and the coming Savior of the whole world, even hundreds of years before the incarnation of Jesus Christ. You see, four things to remember when you are insulted, persecuted, accused, and said evil things about you because of the name of Jesus Christ. What are they? Number one, it underlines the fact that yours is the kingdom of heaven. Secondly, you are blessed, you are happy. You have joy, divine joy inside you in the midst of all these insults and accusations. Thirdly, you have a great reward in heaven. Fourthly, remember this. This is not unusual. You may think that this is unusual, the persecutions and insult happening to you. But the truth is, the same way the world persecuted the prophets of the Old Testament before you. Peter has much to talk about this topic. The epistle of Peter indicates Peter was transformed by Christ's teachings on the Sermon on the Mount. Peter 4:12-16 says this, "Listen, he wrote, 'My dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful test you are suffering, as though something unusual was happening to you. Rather, be glad that you are sharing Christ's suffering so that you may be full of joy when his glory is revealed. Happy are you if you are insulted because you are Christ's followers. This means the glorious Spirit, the Spirit of God, is resting in you. If you suffer, it must not be because of you are a murderer or a thief or a criminal or even a meddler in other people's affairs. However, if you suffer because you are a Christian, do not be ashamed of it, but thank God that you bear Jesus Christ's name. End of quote. He wrote in chapter 2, verse 12, "Your conduct among the heathen should be so good that when they accuse you of being evildoers, they will have to recognize your good deeds and so praise God one day on the day of his coming." He continued the same topic in chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. He said, "Even if you should suffer for doing what is right, how happy you are. Do not be afraid of anyone and do not worry, but have reverence for Christ in your hearts and honor him as Lord. Be ready at all times to answer anyone who asks you to explain the hope you have in you, but do it with gentleness and respect. Keep your conscience clear so that when you are insulted, those who speak evil of your good conduct as followers of Jesus Christ will become ashamed of what they say. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if this should be God's will, than for doing evil." End of quote. Beloved, we can also be transformed by Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, like Peter was transformed. Were you insulted, persecuted, falsely accused, reported evil against you? Remember, you are blessed. It assures and underscores the fact the kingdom of heaven belongs to you. Great is your reward in heaven. Remember, you are not alone. They persecuted the faithful before you in the same way. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand Jesus was insulted, falsely accused, beaten, and suffered in order to give me God's righteousness. I know I cannot attain the right living and action to please the Holy God in heaven. However, you imputed the righteousness available in Jesus Christ into my life. Oh, what a great gift that is. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for your wonderful love and provisions and salvation. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.